This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if you're just joining us, our girls' game final tonight. Again, it is 40-11, the count on the scoreboard here, as we are in Sabetha. Wildcats of Holton, Blue Jays of Sabetha getting ready for the boys' game tonight. Saying hi to everyone on the channels. We appreciate it very much. And Logan Bitterman alongside. Hey, excited for this boys' game here tonight. This is a big-time test for both these teams. You know, this Wildcats team in a non-league game, their last time out against Hiawatha, coming away with a three-point win. And on the other side, this Blue Jays team, you could argue, maybe saw the best team in the league in St. Mary's their last time out. You saw that one against the Bears, and, you know, at least having our discussions about that game, Blue Jays did not get off to a good start in that game. Came back strong, made it a game late, but the Bears able to pull out a win. So, again, you got a Holton team coming off a win against Hiawatha. Blue Jays opposite end coming off a loss to St. Mary's.
Yeah, and, you know, I was kind of talking to you about that game last Friday, Brandon, for the Sabetha boys. And at the end of the first quarter, it was 21-9. It kind of looked like maybe St. Mary's was going to run away with that, which, for at least for the Sabetha boys, you're not used to seeing that if you're a Sabetha fan, seeing the Sabetha boys have a game get out of hand. But they fought their way back, and at one point it looked like they might have a chance to even win the game. Obviously, St. Mary's, you said it, they are a team that could easily run through the rest of this league. We look over the last several years, and you think about teams like what Royal Valley had when Knox Wawasik was there, you know, the last couple years with Sabetha, just kind of dominated the league. Well, this year, you know, it's a brand-new league with four new teams for the first time this season. Maybe it's a time St. Mary's is going to run this league for this year. We'll see, obviously, with the remaining of the schedule, because you got teams, you know, Rossville, boys are pretty decent again this year. You know, Nemaus Central is another good boys team, so we'll have to see how it happens there. You know, we've always said with the Big 7 League, and then we said it during football, when this league this year, anybody can beat anybody in this league on any given night.
Yeah, and I think that's more true for the boys' side.
I think definitely for the boys this season.
Very well balanced. Yeah, very well balanced. The Blue Jays team, again, had won three of their last four before that loss to St. Mary's. So, again, you got a Blue Jays team coming in with a record of 3-3. They're off to a 2-1 start in Big East League play. And then, again, under first-year head coach Marco Hunter for the Wildcats of Holton, they come in with a record of 2-4, but they have split their first two Big East League matchups, again, most recently against Hiawatha, although that was a non-league tilt. A 47-44 win for the Wildcats last time out. All right, let's get you the starting lineups real quick. We start with the road team, as always, and that is the Holton Wildcats under first-year head coach Marco Hunter. Carrick DeDonder, a 6'1 junior, 5.8 points per game. Braden Peak, a 6'2 senior, leading point getter and rebound grabber as well for the Wildcats. Bodie Dillon, a 6-foot senior, 8.7 points per game. Corbin Fox, also in the backcourt, 5'10 junior, just south of 7 points per game. And then Brody Myers, 6'6 senior, 6 points and about 3 rebounds per game. So, again, for the Wildcats, DeDonder, Peak, Dillon, Fox, and Meyer. For Josh Wurtenberger, second-year head coach for the Blue Jays, a record of 3-3, and coming off the loss to St. Mary's last time out. Tyce Frazee, 6'4 senior, 4 points, 3 rebounds a game. Brody Dieters, a returning starter, 6'2 senior, 6.2 points per game. Kyler Winger in the backcourt as well, 6-foot senior, at 10.7 points per game. LT Thomas back in the starting lineup, leading scorer for the Blue Jays at just over 11 a game. And then Luke Rinier, good size down low, 6'5 senior, just over 2 rebounds and a couple of points per game as well. So again, for Josh Wurtenberger, it's Frazee, Dieters, Winger, Thomas, and Rinier. Take a quick timeout. The tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When Second's making a play, Short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go. Second game of the doubleheader is underway. The Holton Wildcats, the opening possession from right to left. First-year head coach Marco Hunter. The Wildcats at 2-4 overall and off to a 1-1 start in Big East League play. Corbin Fox the touch out on the perimeter. Right there, Brody Meyer now a touch. Looking left, goes that way. It's Fox again on the wing. Back up top, this is Carrick DeDonder. Now a touch on the elbow. It's Braden Peak. It's had a great season so far for the Wildcats. As we are off and running, 40 seconds in. Little hesitation. Drive to the bucket. No go there, but a foul called. And free throws coming for the 6-foot senior and Bodie Dillon to try to break the goose egg tie. Frazee picks up the foul. At 41 seconds into this game, Dillon at the line. First free throw good. Dillon, a 61% free throw shooter coming into tonight, and he gets both. So Bodie Dillon, a couple of freebies, and a 2-0 Wildcats lead. 45 seconds into the game. Now the Blue Jays get their first touch on offense, and they have to go against a full-court press, and they nearly turn it over, but they get it up the floor. LT Thomas had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good help side there by Dillon. Blue Jays keep the possession. A Sabetha team with a record of 3-3 and averaging about 51 points per game on offense. Easy touch inside off the rim, and it falls off. Two free throws coming here for Luke Renier. Found him right under the bucket, and that is a big body to try to contain. DeDonder picks up the foul. First Wildcat foul here in the quarter. And Renier, 6'5 senior, a little strong on the first free throw attempt. Actually, his first free throw attempt of the season. And it hits the rim, falls off the right side. So a chance to try to split the two here and get the Blue Jays on the board. Can't do so. That one missing right as well. Braden Peak, the rebound off the miss for the Wildcats. Holton, a 2-0 lead, 60 seconds in. Here's DeDonder up top to Fox in between the rings out high. Blue Jays going man-to-man. A Blue Jays defense surrendering 44.3 points per game. Opposite side, Wildcats scoring right at 45 per contest. Here's Meyer, a touch on the block. Good matchup with Renier. Spinning and fading and firing and connecting. Brody Meyer for two. And a 4-0 start here for the Wildcats on the road. And now Meyer gets a hand on it, forcing a steal at midcourt. And then a tie-up is called with Fox and company, and that's going to give it right back to the Blue Jays. So ultimately, we trade turnovers there. But you see this pressure here, Logan, for the Wildcats, causing a little bit of a stir-up here for the Blue Jays.
Yes, but the... They faced some pressure, but nothing like this so far.
The Wildcats, a 4-0 lead, just over 90 seconds into the game. And now hounding, and there is another steal as Dillon comes away with one. And now the Wildcats trying to add to a 4-0 lead, but Meyer lost it off his hip, and that's going to be a travel. Taps his chest, says my bad. Just couldn't quite handle it on the run and turning it over.
So here early, just like the girls' game, the guys creating turnovers.
That was certainly an issue in the girls' game early. Blue Jays trying to get on the board. They trail 4-0 here to the Wildcats about 2 minutes into this game. Here's Thomas, left wing three on the way. It's pure. LT Thomas on the board. And battling some sickness over the last week and change, but 6'3 senior on the board. 47% three-point shooter, by the way. And now Renier comes away with the miss there. And now a chance for the Blue Jays to take their first lead.
Thomas last Friday was the second leading scorer for the Blue Jays with 15 in that game against St. Mary's.
That final against St. Mary's, Bears winning 65-58. Here is a drive, reverse layup, no good, but a bump and a foul is going to put Kyler Winger at the free throw line. Kyler Winger, a returning starter and slash letter winner from a year ago. Chance to give the Blue Jays potentially their first lead. Off to a good start there. He knocks in the first free throw. We're tied at 4. 71% at the line so far for Kyler Winger. Blue Jays as a team just north of 63%. Second one, no. Renier had the position for the rebound, but it's taken away by DeDonder and Holton. 4-4 tie, 2.5 minutes in. Meyer turning, firing up one on the block, and he's fouled on the floor. Or this should be 2 free throws, actually. I think they get Renier with the foul. And it is on Luke Renier. So this will put Brody Meyer at the line, 6'6 senior. One emphasis of improving for him offensively would be at the free throw line. That's a good start there. He knocks in the first. He was just 39% at the line coming in. And he's got 3 here early. Gives Holton the lead back at 5-4. 5:26 left in the quarter. Second free throw short, tipped. Out of bounds, and it's going to stay right here. So 3 white jerseys surrounding that rebound, and Blue Jays unable to gather it in. And now Wildcats get a free throw, and now another possession here. Here's Peak, right corner. Now Thomas defending DeDonder, high right on the wing. Jab step, holding at the hip. 1 dribble left, gets it off to Peak. Little give and go there. DeDonder kicks it back up top. Peak, a shot from 3. It's halfway down and out, and filing in for the rebound was Dieters, and now Pete comes away with a steal at midcourt. Thought about driving in, backs out into the corner. Now Meyer, short corner right, Pete faking a corner 3, and now wants to set a ball screen on Dillon, who shoved off there. That's going to be an offensive foul. He doesn't agree, but clear as day up here, looks to be an offensive foul. Turnover number 3 by the Wildcats. Holton with a 5-4 lead. Boys game early first quarter. Still 4:50 in this frame. Wildcats 1-1 in league play. Blue Jays are 2-1. Here's Winger. Back up top here to Dieters. They reverse it right side to Thomas. He'll fire. Not this time on a 3. Tipped around, and Corbin Fox able to correct that for the Wildcats. 4.5 minutes left. Fox trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled. Diving in from the right wing in transition.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabatha Community Hospital. whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
Kimes ESS Defense is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65
years. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe.
Get a couple subs in for the Wildcats. Luke Lassie, all 6'9 of Lassie checking in. Meyer gets a seat. Also, Logan Altenberg is into the game as well. 3:34 left first quarter. Fulton still a 5-4 lead here at Sabetha. Both teams, no more fouls to give, so free throws the final 3.5 minutes for both of these teams. Here is Dieters, now Thomas, pass right side, Mitchell Kramer into the game. They reverse it left side as Isaac Carter is checked in as well. Nice little dump down there for Renier, and a two-point shot for Brody Dieters is up and in. And Sabetha has a lead at 6-5 at 3:05 to go here in this first quarter. Hop-stepping in the lane and finding a deuce is Corbin Fox. Bouncing back right on the other end to make it 7-6 Wildcats. They show the pressure here. Renier darting a pass to Dieters into the front court. Now Thomas, one-handed bounce pass right side to Dieters. Gets it right back. Good left side kick. Harder thought about it. Now Fox trying to come away with a steal, and he finally does at midcourt, and he's fouled on the floor. I think they're going to get harder with this foul. And it is Isaac Carter, so now bonus time the rest of the way for both these teams at 2:43 left. And this is going to put Corbin Fox at the line, who's already making a name for himself here on the defensive end. Wildcats a 7-6 lead, 2:43 to go opening quarter. Fox at the line this season, 5 of 8. And now 6 of 9 as he collects the first. Three early points for the 5'10 junior guard, Corbin Fox. Played well in their win at Perry back in mid-December. And he got that one to go as well. So Fox, 2 for 2. He's got 4 to lead all scores. 9-6, Wildcats by 3. 2:35 to go in this opening quarter. Here's a skip pass near side of the floor with Winger. Into the corner, 3 by Kramer. Rattles it in. Mitchell Kramer off the bench from downtown. He hits it at a 31% clip, and he gets that one to tie it at 9 apiece. And now Fox had a shot blocked out of bounds, short corner right. Wildcats keep the possession wearing the all blue road uniforms. These two teams split in the regular season last year, what was the final year of the Big 7. The game at Holton was won by the Blue Jays. The game here was won by the Wildcats, and bouncing back and getting one back, Bodie Dillon from downtown. He connects on a right corner three, his 8th made 3 of the year, and it's now 12-9 in favor of the Wildcats. So both these teams starting to pick it up offensively in this opening quarter. Here's Winger, right corner, there's a cut, there's a shot, there's a hit. Isaac Carter, little touch with the right hand. 12-11, Wildcats by 1 with the ball. Just under 1:45 and counting, opening quarter. This is Bodie Dillon, perimeter passing with Fox. Waist-high dribbles towards the center circle. Now Pete diving in from the left wing. Gets it back to Fox, who triggers a 3, tie off the heel. And high for the rebound is Brody Dieters for the Blue Jays. And Mason Mingy, who is into the game as well, getting it back up the floor for the Blue Jays, trying to retake a lead here late first period. Here's Winger, top of the key, nearly threw it away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be a turnover. So the Blue Jays turn it over. Wildcats get it back, leading by 1 with 1:08 to go in this first. Thomas back into the game, quick breather for Dieters. Now the Wildcats here up the floor with Bodie Dillon from right to left. He is being guarded by Kramer. They get it to Lassie. Peak, right corner, thought about it, closed out by Thomas quickly. Now Meyer, short corner right, going to work, puts up a shot, rejected at the rim. Good defense by Harder, and he clears it away. Final 45 seconds of the Blue Jays. Thomas, left wing, hesitates, gets it back up top here to Winger. Now Kramer, Thomas again from the left wing, diving in, kicking left, winger a three, got it again. Kyler Winger this time, he's got four, and it's 14-12. Blue Jays by two, 25 seconds left in the period. Good back and forth, multiple lead changes here early on in this game. Looks like Bodie Dillon wants to hang around the perimeter a little bit. Hopefully the Wildcats trying to get that final shot here in the frame. Here is Dillon in the corner, down to 6 seconds. He's going to chuck one deep in the left corner, and he knocked it down. Dillon with 8 first quarter points. A late heave from full court is no good, and that takes us to the end of what was a very exciting and back and forth first period between Sabetha and Holton. But it's the Wildcats on the road, a 15-14 lead. Second quarter action coming your way next here on KNCA.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Latter half of our doubleheader here tonight at Sabetha, Wildcats and Blue Jays in a very good and entertaining back and forth first quarter between these two. The Wildcats a 15-14 lead, 8 first quarter points from Bodie Dillon, and 5 have scored for the Blue Jays. Again, multiple lead changes. Expected a good game so far, and we've gotten it. The 1-point Wildcat lead to start quarter number 2. They have the possession. They go inside. Meyer working on the block, spinning, trying to go up with the left hand. Gets his own miss and missing on a second attempt. This time cleared away by Renier. So Meyer had a decent look in the paint. Couldn't get it to go. Now a chance for the Blue Jays. Thomas, a step back three. Left it short. Offensive rebound try. No good. It was missed by Dieters. And the second opportunity cleared away by Altenberg. Wildcats far side of the floor. Dillon into the front court. From right to left, Casual on the right wing, guarded by a winger, working towards the corner now. And now up top to 6'9", Luke Lassie. Now Meyer again, called for an offensive foul. They got him on the block. Crazy sold it. And that'll be a turnover by the Wildcats and a foul on Meyer. Meyer picks up his second foul. One to keep an eye on. So we had both teams in the bonus with still about 2 or 3 minutes left in that first quarter. The whistles were flying, but certainly a physical first quarter between these two. 15-14 still our score. Wildcats by one. Blue Jays with the basketball. Wildcats appear to be in a zone defense. Here's Thomas. Between the rings out high. Looked right. Went back left. This is Dieters. Contested three. No problem. Brody Dieters from downtown. He's got 5 here in the first half. 17-15, Blue Jays by 2. Here is Dillon with the basketball. Wants a screen from Peek. Not much with it. Steps back for 2. Missed everything. Peek trying to save it and cannot do so. It goes back to the Blue Jays. Again, going back to that first quarter, multiple lead changes back and forth. Kind of what we expected here in this game.
Yeah, both teams came out offensively and obviously score, you know, when we say both teams came out offensively. They came out hot, but the score is low. They still came out hot, though, finding three-pointer after three-pointer so far.
Here's Winger, a little pull-up J in transition. Tipped around a couple of times into the hands of Lassie, so a quick possession there. And no points for the Blue Jays. Holton back with it, down 2, 17-15, 6 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Dillon, Lassie up top, surveying the defense, trying to direct traffic, not much with it. Now Fox a touch, here's Peek up top. They get Lassie at the elbow, facing, going to work, quickly doubled, kicks it out to Dillon, puts it on the dribble. Now Meyer at the elbow, steps in, short jump shot, left it short with the right hand, cleared away off the miss by the Blue Jays in Frazee. Here's Thomas into the front court for the Blue Jays, trying to add to a two-point lead. 17-15, our score. Here is Winger with it. Long skip pass, far left of the floor. Thomas right back to Winger. Thought about it. Inside. Here's a touch by Luke Renier. Kicks it. Thomas, corner three. Left it short. Tipped in the air. Still tipped around and finally collected by Corbin Fox. Fox working on Thomas into the front court. 17-15 our score. Blue Jays by a deuce. Wildcats have it with Dylan on the wing. Lassie to peak. Left side on the wing. Putting it on the dribble. Closed out quickly by Dieters. Now Lassie short corner. Nice little give and go, but the pass sailed away and a turnover by the Wildcats. Five turnovers now for Holton. Now Thomas had it knocked away in a steal. Numbers here for the Wildcats. Shot missed. Peak second chance, no. Still tipped around. He gets it right back. So numbers for the Wildcats, but now have to settle 5-on-5. A left corner three is not there. Now Thomas clears it away. LT Thomas gets it up the floor. Beautiful pass. Numbers in transition. Layup for Dieters. He's got 7, 19-15, Blue Jays by 4. What a pass from LT Thomas.
Yeah, and we've seen it, obviously, the very first game of the season that Mike and I did. LT Thomas might be the best passer on the Spetha boys this season.
Averaging about 4 assists per game, that leads the team. Peak tries to answer, and he does with a right corner 3. So Braden Peak gets on the board tonight. His first triple in this game, first points in this game, gets it back to a 1-point affair. 19-18, Spetha by 1, just under 4 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Thomas, high right on the wing. They get it to Renier, trying to dump one down, kicked off the foot of his own player, and now still fighting for it is Peak and Renier. And I think they get Renier on the foul here, working against Peak. And it will be on Luke Renier. That's his second foul, multiple subs in for the Blue Jays. Mitchell Kramer back in. Isaac Carter back in. And also into the game, Logan Blasky. So we mentioned it in the girls' game. This is a team that goes deep. Micah Lang in there as well. So Blasky into the game. Mentioned Lang as well. Wildcats with the possession, down by 1, 19-18. It's been fun. Here is a 3 by Fox. It is nothing but nylon. Corbin Fox from downtown, his 8-3 of the year, and he hits it at a good 39% clip, and that gives the Wildcats a 21-19 lead at 3:18 to go in the half. Here is Micah Lang, had it at the elbow, gets it off to Harder, and up top here to Blasky. Little give and go action. Nice kick back to Thomas. Ball fake. Driving. Fading. Hitting off the window. That's a difficult finish for LT Thomas. He's got 5 and we're deadlocked. 21 apiece at 3 minutes to go in the half. And now Fox quickly back up the floor and he pulls a right wing 17-footer that falls through. Difficult shot making here by both teams. Fox has 9 for the Wildcats. 23-21 their lead. At 2:40 to go in the half. Here's Thomas, thought about a deep three. Peak closing out quickly. Now Blasky in the corner, dribbles out of some trouble. And they get it back to the top of the key with Harder. And diving in, kicking out. Nope, it's going to be a travel. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Bodie Dillon back into the game for Holton, replacing Altenberg. Seen sporadic minutes here in this first half. A lot of lead changes. Back and forth we have gone. And a timeout on the floor prior to that inbounds pass. Holton, it takes the timeout. See if it is a 30 or a full. Appears to be a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break, and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Brandon Tabman, Logan Bitterman with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Multiple lead changes. We've seen some difficult shot-making as well these last few minutes. In a good game as expected, Wildcats by 2 coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, and we've seen quite a bit of three-point shooting as well combined for both teams. I've got it figured up. Holton's had 4 three-pointers in this game so far. Biggest note on that one, Spetha last week against St. Mary's, Spetha saw 11 three-pointers get hit on him in that game last week. Just, it's not your typical, you know, high school basketball just seeing three-pointers right and left.
Now, if you're
it's best of back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, if you're hitting double-digit threes, you're usually in a good spot, I would think, more times. We got seven combined threes between the two teams so far. DeBethel with four. And Holton with three. Out of the timeout, back to it. 2:20 to go in the half. 23-21 Wildcats. And now the Blue Jays showing a little press in the full court. Thomas deflecting one out of bounds. So peek right at midcourt to throw it in for the Wildcats. And dumps it into Dillon, Lassie, and Meyer. So good size on the floor right now for the Wildcats. Here is Dillon. Now Fox, left side on the wing. Coming up on the final 2 minutes. Now peek at the free throw line. Turns right. Dump it inside to Lassie. Big body using strength. Flipped it up. No. Rebound off the miss by Micah Lang. And then a foul against the Wildcats. That's Lassie who picks up the foul there, his first. Not as many whistles here in quarter number two, just the third combined foul. And we're under 2 minutes to go until the half. 23-21, Savetha down two with the ball. Here's Thomas going to work. Into the corner, Kramer open, can't make a three. And trying to save it underneath, and it's off Meyer and out of bounds. Credit, that was Lang who saved that in off the Holton Wildcats. Keep that possession alive for the Blue Jays. This was a 15-14 lead for Holton after one, and now a corner three from Thomas is no good, but an offensive rebound by Harder keeps it alive. Now diving in, little floater, nicely done for Michael Lang. And Lang into the books. First points for him were locked up at 23-all with 80 seconds remaining in the half. Here's Peek, right wing. Gets it back up top to Dillon. The offense was heavy in the first quarter. Defense, kind of the story here in quarter number two, as Peek had it knocked away and a steal by Thomas. Holton turns it over, and now a whistle as Thomas was going in transition. And they call a foul on Kramer for the Blue Jays. So that gives it back to the Wildcats with a minute to go in the half. Boy, LT Thomas had a steal, what looked to be a transition bucket, but Wildcats get it back. Here's Meyer in the paint. Hesitation on the shot. Left it strong. Lassie fighting with Thomas, and he pulls it away. Second chance opportunity, and Dillon misfired on a three, but Fox, another offensive rebound with 40 seconds to go in the half. Now he's trapped in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds, so the Wildcats keeping in what now is a third opportunity here on this possession. See if they take the final 38.7 ticks off the clock. 23-23 tie. Right back into the corner with Dillon. Could have maybe put one up instead. Gets it back out near midcourt. Final 30 seconds. The Wildcats want to play for the final shot. Kramer playing some good defense. Closed out Blasky up there as well. They get it to Peek. Top of the key. Turning, facing, finding Fox in the corner. Down to 16 seconds, back up top to Dillon. Directing traffic with the left, holding the ball, right hip. 9 seconds to work. Lassie on the wing, calling for some help. 5 seconds to go. Meyer, Peek, steps into a three, short. Lassie gets the rebound, puts it up at the buzzer, no good. And that takes us to halftime. 15-14 after one, deadlocked at 23 at the half between Savetha and Holton. Game number two, our boys tilt. Here tonight on KNZA, a good one brewing. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Savetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password. all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime Show again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Brandon, Logan, appreciate everyone helping out. Chance Link studio producer here on KNCA, whether you're on the Holton or Sabetha channels. Or on 103.9. We appreciate it very much and expected a good one in the boys game, and that is exactly what we've got through a couple of quarters. Multiple lead changes. I don't think a team has had a lead bigger than four at any point. 15-14 after one, deadlocked at 23 at the half.
Yeah, just the kind of game we were kind of hoping for we've gotten so far. Those two teams who both came out ready for action here tonight, and both teams are living up, you know. We always kind of refer to it, you know, on paper, this game should be a good game or this game, you know, could get out of hand type of thing. But this game, you talked about it, Brandon, definitely different than the girls game where both teams, you know, could easily win this game. What's it going to come down to at the very end? And we talked about it, the Big East League, especially on the guy side, at this point you can kind of say maybe wide open. You know, St. Mary's, a really good team, obviously, could maybe make a case to say is, you know, they're not going to let that happen, but we'll see, obviously. But both of these teams, this could be a huge win for whoever comes out at the end with the final score in their favor.
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of two quarters. More offense in the first quarter. Holton led 15-14 after one. Sabetha had a 9-8 advantage in quarter number two. So defense, kind of the storyline in quarter number two. Let's get you some stats in the first half. Again, the game deadlocked at 23-all. Wildcats had the leading score in the first half. That's Corbin Fox. He had 9 in that first half. Bodie Dillon adding 8, hitting a couple of threes as well. Braden Peek also 3 points. And Brody Meyer also with 3 points for the Wildcats. Sabetha a little more spread out for the Blue Jays on offense. They got 7 from Dieters. They got 5 from LT Thomas. They got 4 from Kyler Winger. They got 3 from Mitchell Kramer. They got 2 apiece as well from Isaac Carter and Micah Lang. Both teams good with the ball in the first half. Just 6 turnovers for both of these teams at halftime. Unofficial rebound numbers. Sabetha with 12. Holton with 11. And the Blue Jays 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Wildcats were solid at the charity stripe. They hit 5 of 6 in the first half. Stats are always brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime score in the boys' game tonight, we're deadlocked, 23-23 tie, Blue Jays and Wildcats. We got more coming up right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Continue on here at the half. Our boys game deadlocked at 23-23. Blue Jays and Wildcats. Big East League showdown here on KNZA. Let's get you caught up with some girls finals from our Northeast Kansas action here tonight. NEKL action. Oskaloosa, a 45-42 win against Jackson Heights. Of course, you missed our first game tonight. It was all Holton defeating Sabetha 40-11. How about Onega? They take on Axtell. Lady Buffaloes get a 38-34 win over the Eagles for Onega. That snapped a 19-game losing streak against TVL opponents and a 3-game losing streak to Axtell. So good job by Onega getting on the board there with the victory, 4-point win against Axtell. Another final in the NEKL. It was Riverside over ACCHS. That final again, 47-41. Again, our boys' halftime score here on KNZA. Holton and Sabetha deadlocked at 23 apiece. Final 2-minute timeout. Second half is coming up next.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Continue on here at Sabetha tonight. here on KNCA 103.9. Brandon Logan with you. A little extra halftime festivities here. Blue Jays and Wildcats, 23-23 tie. Again, doing a little bit of extra halftime festivities. So a little bit longer of a halftime break here. Let's talk just maybe keys to the second half. Again, seemed a little more offensive in the first quarter. Defense has ramped up in the second quarter. No team had a lead bigger in four in that first half. What do you see as kind of maybe a deciding factor in the second half for these two?
Well, we talked about it in the girls' game, and we said turnovers, you don't want to commit too many. So the guys' game, if you're either team, you got to find a way to make the other team commit turnovers in this one if you want to have a chance down the stretch. The other big thing, Brandon, if you're both teams, Holton or Sabessa, when it comes to defensive rebounding, you got to try to get the board every time because you don't want to give the other chance, the other team second, third chance opportunities, because that could be the difference in a game like this one between two teams who, you know, are very capable that they could maybe make a run at finishing in the top, top three, four teams in the Big East League, if not number one this season.
Yeah, how big? Look at Sabetha, for example. They come into tonight, Big East League record of 2-1.
Yeah.
If they win tonight, they go to 3-1. Looks a lot better than 2-2. On the other side for Holton, they're off to a 1-1 start. You sit at 2-1 with a win, you sit 1-2 with a loss. Early on, ton of games left. We got midseason tournaments coming up over the next few weeks, so maybe a little bit of a break with league games, but with how competitive we believe and know the Big East League is going to be, you look perfect example. A team like Sabetha, a chance to get to 3-1 tonight, or fall back a game to 2-2. We expect whoever wins this league, it's not going to be a runaway. I mean, there's going to be games that are really going to be deciding. You can always look back at whatever ones, but again, you look at Sabetha, chance to get to 3-1, sitting a lot better than 2-2 if they're able to pull it out.
Yeah, and the other thing for both teams, obviously, you know, you have it on here, their overall records. You know, neither team wants to be below 500. Well, right now for Holton, you're 2-4. Overall, you're looking to try to get to 500. That's what your goal is right now. Your goal isn't necessarily, hey, let's see if we can, you know, have a really good record. The goal right now is to just go game by game, do the little things, kind of like we said in the girls' game, find the things that you're doing well and the things that you're not doing so well, and put those pieces together and just start stringing some wins and go along. As far as the best, you're 3-3, and we talked about it, Brandon. The Big 7 League the last several years, it's been basically kind of Royal Valley and Sabetha who have kind of dominated on the guys' side of things. So Sabetha kind of in a different territory, obviously, with this season being a little bit, you know, Big East League. You got Rossville who's up there right now. Riley County, that could be a good game on Friday as well for the Sabetha boys. You just played a really good St. Mary's team. You got Silver Lake who you play every year in the game, usually the game right after Burlington. Now you got them as a league matchup this year. You're going to get Holton a second time. You're going to play Nemaha Central twice. Obviously, this Saturday will be the first time, and then you'll get them later on. And you get Hiawatha twice. So, you know, the biggest thing for either team, if you can pull a win out like this one, you can just build from that. And, you know, both teams desperately need a win like this one.
Again, it was back and forth, multiple lead changes. Nobody had a lead bigger than four in that first half, and it's deadlocked. 23-23 tie. Holton and Sabetha get an extended halftime here. They did a few extra performances on the floor with the cheerleaders and some involved there, so got a good shout-out. Turn the lights off for that and quite the festivities. But a couple extra minutes here as we're going to step aside. A final timeout here. Second half coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We're deadlocked at 23 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting set for the start of the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our boys game deadlocked at 23-23. Sabetha hosting Holton here tonight. Of course, available on the channels as well. Go to mscsports.net, hit the Listen Live tab, and watch our broadcast on either the Sabetha or Holton channels. Here we go, start of the second half. 23-23 tie. Blue Jays with it. We'll try to break that tie to start quarter number three. LT Thomas, a touch right side to Winger on the wing. And bouncing it back up top here to Frazee. Frazee quiet in the first half, did not score. Winger back in the corner, wants a cut, nobody there. Dribbles back high right on the wing, and back up top it goes to Dieters. Angles left, Thomas there on the wing. Puts it down twice, hop steps in the lane, gets it underneath, reverse layup, no, and a rebound for Peak. Lengthy possession, 30-plus seconds. Nothing doing, though, for the Blue Jays. So now an opportunity for the Wildcats. Ball deflected right at midcourt. Peak chasing it down. Gets it back up into the front court with DeDonder. Angles right, waist high, dribbling with the right hand. Crossing back over to his left. Stops on a dime there. Thomas defending. And now Dylan a touch left side on the wing. Lassie getting a start here in the third quarter. Trying to muscle big size over Renier. And Luke Lassie, easy two-point bucket. 25-23, Wildcats, first points here in the third quarter. Here's a drive, losing it, taking it away is DeDonder. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Seven turnovers in the game for Sabetha here at home. Here's Fox, casual with the dribble. Wanting a ball screen left side, not using. Now Pete gives it to him on the right side, not much with it. Now DeDonder's pass to Lassie. At the elbow, now Dylan a three. That's off the left side of the rim, and it's going to deflect out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with the Wildcats. 25-23 Holton, 6:24 to go, third quarter. Lassie getting the start here in the third quarter for the Wildcats, 6'9". They didn't get it to him, but they do get it to Peak here on the inbounds, who hands it off to Fox up top, left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble, angles back to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here by the Blue Jays. Peak sent through on a cut. Now they go to Lassie on the block. Lost his footing, gets it back to Fox. Here is DeDonder with it, left side. Now short corner with Fox. Working back and curling into the lane. Had it knocked away and a steal by a Winger. Getting it up the floor quickly. Layup good in transition for Brody Dieters, who now has 9 points in the game, and they give it right back, does Holton, and now another chance at a bucket. Winger missing one inside, and a whistle, and I think it's out of bounds to the Blue Jays. So back-to-back turnovers there. As that bucket there for Winger, tying it at 25-25. At 5:40 to go in this third, Blue Jays chance to retake a lead here. Here's Thomas on a cut, hop steps, kicks left. Frazee thought about it. Now driving baseline, stopped by Lassie, bouncing it right wing. Dieters a three, not there, and tipped around underneath. Blue Jays get the rebound with, that's Frazee who kept it alive, and now another opportunity. Here's Winger in the lane, floater, got it. Winger, good game tonight. 8 points and a two-point lead for the Blue Jays, 27-25. Lassie, inside, no good, but a foul. Well, Logan, heavy emphasis here in the near 3 minutes we have seen to get 6'9 Luke Lassie the ball inside.
Yeah, he's just the tallest guy out there, so obviously you want to try
Clearly.
To get to him and just let him go to work, and either he makes the basket or possibly goes to the free throw line like he just did here.
Well, he missed the first free throw attempt. His first attempt tonight from the line, 50% on the season, 2 points for Lassie. The foul, by the way, was on Luke Renier, his third. And the first foul on either side in the second half. Lassie listed at 6'9", and the free throw good on the second. So he goes 1 for 2 and has 3 points, 27-26 Blue Jays. About 3 minutes into this third quarter. LT Thomas at the elbow, shifts left, fires, hits one, fading away from 12 feet. LT Thomas, he's hit a couple difficult shots here tonight. He's got 7. And the Blue Jays up by 3, 29-26. Here's Fox curling around the arc from left to right. Goes back to Dillon on the wing. Now to Donder in the corner. Closed out. They get it off to Peek on the wing left. Puts it on the dribble. Had it knocked away right at the top of the key. Thomas comes away with it. Holds in, trying to get back. Blocked at the rim by Peek off the window. How about that? You turn it over, does Peek. He comes right back up the floor and bats it off the backboard. It looked like Sabetha was going to have an easy bucket. Now a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays. Great defensive effort there by Peek. And the foul on LT Thomas. That is his second team foul, number 2. So Fox to throw it in. Blue Jays 29-26. A leader right now against Holton. Coming up on the halfway point of the third quarter. Here is DeDonder into the front court from left to right. They go inside. Lassie once again gets right to the rim, and from behind he is fouled by Harder. And once again, they find Lassie on the block. And you see first-year head coach Marco Hunter for the Wildcats saying, hey, that's a matchup we have the advantage on all night. And he will go back to the line, Will Lassie, to shoot two. And the free throw too strong. So he is 1 for 3 at the line, 50% on the year coming in. It is a 3 point Blue Jays lead, 29-26, just north. The 4 minutes to go in this third. Second, got it. So Lassie now with 4 in the game, and the lead for the Blue Jays is 2 at 29-27. Here's Winger in the corner, working back to the wing. Up top it goes to Harder. Thomas, now a touch, high left on the wing, skips it, right side of the floor. Winger thought about it, now gets it over to Kramer, into the corner, baseline drive, Harder spinning, kicking it back up top, hesitating as Kramer gets to the elbow, now finds Harder stepping in, and his pass taken away by Peek, turnover by the Blue Jays. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Wildcats here, 3.5 minutes to go in the quarter, 29-27, Blue Jays. Here's the Donder, now Peek, there it is. Lassie again, backing up, missing the shot. Second chance, no, but a foul is going to put Bodie Dillon at the line, who was fouled on the putback attempt on the backside of the rim after the Lassie missed. And the foul's on Kramer, his second, team fourth. Final 3:22, Logan, Wildcats are going to be in the bonus. Dillon's free throw, short. Dillon, a 61% foul shooter coming in, had hit his first two tonight, and has 8 points, looking for his first points in the second half. Right now it's a 2 points and now 1 point Blue Jays lead after the second made free throw there by Dillon, who's got 9. 29-28 Blue Jays, just over 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. And near steal at midcourt, great hustle. Dillon couldn't quite keep it in bounds, but Blue Jays a little bit lazy with the passing, and that's going to force head coach Josh Wurtenberger to call a timeout there. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Back and forth we continue to go, and just much like the second quarter, defense appears to be kind of the story about 5 minutes into this third quarter, not a lot of points to come by.
Yeah, just both teams playing great defense. Holton trying to just get it inside. You said it, Brandon, kind of maybe found something with Luke. Obviously, Luke Lassie being the tallest guy out there on the court. And you look at the height, he's got 4 inches on the tallest Blue Jay player listed on the roster at 6'5", and Mingy and Luke Rinier. So, you know, you get it to him, and we've seen it a couple times. He either gets the basket to go or he gets fouled, goes the line.
29-28 Blue Jays. No team is led by more than four. A lot of lead changes. Blue Jays out of the timeout with the ball, just coming up on that final 3 minutes of quarter number three. Thomas, here is a touch for Micah Lang, and now a three by Kramer, missing too strong. Backside rebound for DeDonder. Gets it off to Peak. Man-to-man defense guarded by Thomas. Angles left into the front court. Hands it off to Dillon, who is guarded by Micah Lang. Here's Fox in the corner left. 2.5 minutes to go. Lassie up top. Right side to Dillon. Down low to Peak. Gets by Thomas and gets one up and in. Nearly got the jam, but it falls through either way. 2 points there for Braden Peak. He's got 5. He's been quiet tonight on offense, but Holton retakes the lead at 30-29. Thomas had it knocked away. And a foul called on Dillon, who tried to knock it away from Thomas. His second team foul. I believe that's just the first foul on Holton here in the second half. So Lassie comes out. Good minutes for him in the third quarter. Another good-sized player, Brody Meyer at 6'6", back onto the floor. Wildcats by one, late third quarter, 30-29. Here's Kramer, right side on the wing, dribbling back top of the circle. Gets it off to Dieters, and now his pass is thrown away into the seats. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Wildcats with 2:04 remaining in the third, a 30-29 lead. This was deadlocked at 23 apiece at the half. And now Dillon driving hard, and he gets to the rack and draws the foul through contact. He'll shoot two. Aggressive drive for Bodie Dillon, a chance to get into double figures here at the line. Stops the clock at 1:57, and the foul was on Harder, his third. First free throw for Dillon is in. Dillon now with 10 points to lead all scorers. And his second free throw short. Peak fighting, getting it back, putting it up and in. So essentially a three-point play there for the Wildcats, and their lead is 4, 33-29 at under 2 minutes to go in the third. That's a big swing there for how close this game has been. Here is Kramer up top to Dieters. Looking right, goes back left, and a touch by Harder. Now stepping back, that was Winger. Now he skips it far side to Dieters on the wing. Triple threat position, now getting it into the corner with Harder. Quickly double, trying to get out of there. And there's a little bit of aggressive defensive play there from a couple of blue jerseys. A foul called on the Wildcats. And they get Fox for his first, team foul number 2. 1:24 left in the third. Right now the Wildcats leading by 4 at 33-29. So it's a 10-6 advantage so far here in the third quarter for the Wildcats. Betha trying to get back into it. They get it to Lang on the elbow. Difficult shot. Took a step in and over two blue jerseys. Micah Lang. He's got 4 now. Gets it back to 33-31. 2-point lead for the Wildcats. Final minutes of this third quarter. Here is DeDonder. Trying to size up Kramer, not much with it. Gets it right back on the wing. Here's a post touch. Meyer spinning in the lane, left-handed shot short. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for LT Thomas. Final 45 seconds, chance to tie or take the lead before the fourth. Into the corner, Dieters. Now Lang at the elbow, spinning. Kramer thought about it. Kept it down at the hip, now up top to Winger. Picking up the dribble, Thomas a cut, knocked away, Fox the steal, turnover by the Blue Jays. And an offensive foul as Fox ran into Kramer as Kramer set to take the charge, and Fox picking up his second foul and another turnover by the Wildcats. That stopped a potential transition bucket. Good job there by Mitchell Kramer. 27 seconds left in the quarter. Blue Jays down two with the ball, 33-31. Here is Kramer right back to Winger. Two steps in front of midcourt, dribbling casually between the legs. And going to wait for the final shot here. Now 12 seconds. Now working right, gets back high left to Thomas. 8 seconds into the corner. Kramer, a three. It is good. 6 for Kramer. 2 seconds left. Fox hugs it up, and he is fouled at midcourt trying to shoot it at the buzzer. And Thomas went crashing into him, and that's going to be 3 free throws as Fox was fouled at midcourt on a desperation heave. That is not what the doctor ordered if you're the Blue Jays. So now, 3 free throws for Fox, and the first one is no good. It is 34-33 Blue Jays, but Fox will still have 2 more free throws coming up here. Fouled on a heave at midcourt. His second is good, so right now 1-for-2, and the game is tied. Fox now into double figures with 10. 34-34, chance to give the Wildcats a 1-point lead. Inadvertent whistle there. Fox will get one more. And zeros on the time. Fouled on a heave at midcourt, right to end the quarter. And he goes 2-for-3 as he knocks in the final two, which gives the Wildcats the lead back going into the fourth. It was a 1-point game after one. It was tied at halftime and a 1-point game going into the fourth. Holton 35, Sabetha 34. Don't go anywhere. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, we expected our second game tonight to be a good one. That has been the case. Sabetha and Holton, a 1-point game going into the fourth quarter. The Wildcats getting a couple of free throws from Corbin Fox right at the end of the horn. Wildcats 35-34, a 1-point lead. They have the opening possession here of the fourth quarter. Going from left to right here in the second half. Blue Jays come out in a zone defense. Corbin Fox, beautiful ball fake. Not about stepping back into a three. Instead gets it off to Dillon. Left side on the wing to Fox. Into the corner. DeDonder now tries. Left it short. Rebound off the miss for the Blue Jays by Winger. Trying to push the tempo, a lot of contact, and the foul is on the floor against, I believe, Fox, who tried to take a charge. Just wasn't quite set, so Fox, the foul. That is team foul number 1 of the quarter. Oh, and a quick entry pass. Nobody paying attention for the Wildcats, and Micah Lang gets an easy 2 to give the Blue Jays a 36-35 lead. 6 points in the game for Lang. Another lead change here tonight. Here's DeDonder. Here's Meyer at the elbow left. Gets it off to Fox up top. Right back to Meyer. Now Dillon on the wing left. Works it back top of the key. About a minute into this fourth quarter. A 1-point Sabetha lead at 36-35. Going up over the top. Fox's pass. DeDonder was there. Wide open on the back side, but too much behind it. Turnover for the Wildcats. This was a 35-34 Holton lead after the third quarter. Right now, 36-35. Again, the Blue Jays with the 1-point lead and the ball. Into the corner. An open look from three. Short, tipped. Rebound, LT Thomas. Nicely done. Now a whistle away from the ball, and I think a foul against the Wildcats. They get Brody Meyer, his third, team second. 6:42 left in the game. Blue Jays with the ball, up one. Thomas trying to get it in, does so. Here's Kramer up top. Darts it back to Thomas into the corner, and it was tipped out of bounds by Dillon. And no team has had a lead larger than four at any point in this game. Right now, 36-35, Blue Jays with the ball. Here's Dieters, now Kramer in the corner, back up top to Thomas. Holds it over his head, faked a couple passes, back to Kramer. Now Winger, here's Lang, nice bounce pass, reverse layup, beautiful. That is nicely done, and Dieters, the recipient there from excellent passing, and it's 38-35, an easy finish at the rim for Dieters. Maybe the cleanest offensive possession by the Blue Jays tonight. Big possession here for the Wildcats, down three, 6 minutes to go. Here's the Donder, trying to answer, right wing. A little bit strong, fighting for the rebound, out of bounds, it stays here. Brody Meyer thought he was fouled on the rebound attempt, no go. On the Wildcats do have the possession back. Here comes Lassie back in, taking the spot of Altenberg, who was listed at 5'10", so you take out 5'10", and bring in 6'9", to pair with Brody Meyer, who is 6'6", down low as well. They go down low, Meyer lost it, and Peek able to pick it back up at the top of the key. Now he is hounded, and a foul on the Blue Jays. First foul against Sabetha in the fourth quarter. And Winger taking his second foul there at 5:49 to go. Right now the Blue Jays lead 38-35. Here is Dillon to throw it in. Trying to find somebody and finally gets it off to Peek. Right back to Dillon. Here's Peek up top. Darts it to Donder in the corner. Steps into a long two off the front rim. Rebound backside by Winger and Sabetha. Blue Jays with it. Leading by a tray. Thomas in the corner. Jab steps. Gets it to Lang. Pulls. Misfiring on a jump shot. Gets his own rebound. So a chance to reset here. Now a whistle and a travel. Turnover by Dieters. And a costly one there, giving it back to the Wildcats, who trail by three. 5:21 left in the game, 38-35. And it was 15-14 after one. We were deadlocked at 23 at the half. Holton led 35-34 going into this fourth quarter. And right now, Blue Jays, 38-35 their lead. So we are about 3 minutes in to this final eight. Here's Meyer a touch. Now Lassie diving in all the way. No good, but a foul. Caught it at the left elbow, took one dribble, long strides right to the rim, and a chance for two at the line. I think they get Dieters here with the foul. That is his first, team second. Here is Lassie at the line. He's got 4 points tonight, and his first free throw no good. And he's been getting to the line, but in 50% clip on the year, and that's about where he's at here in this game tonight. Settles in, fires the second. That one is short. Peek bailing him out with an offensive rebound, and he is fouled. Boy, how about that play from Braden Peek to keep that alive after two missed free throws. That is individual effort. And Lang picks up the foul. So the Blue Jays still again on the defensive end here. After when it looked like they were going to get a stop and the ball back, now have to defend again with a three-point lead. 4:45 to go in the game. Here's Lassie on the block right. Had it knocked away and a steal. Turnover by the Wildcats. Here's LT Thomas. Bounce pass. Layup. Trims out. No. And then stepping on the out-of-bounds line was Winger, and it goes back to the Wildcats. Man. Two-on-one break. LT Thomas, the flashy pass. Winger could not spin it up and in. So it stays 38-35 at 4.5 minutes to go. Wildcats get it back. Here's the Donder dribbling out of the corner left, out of the wing, back up top to Dillon. Fox ready to check in. Next dead ball for the Wildcats. Lassie at the elbow, backing down on Lang. Heavy with the shot, missed it, tipped it, tried to tip to himself, and now Lassie goes fighting for it, and that's going to be a foul on Lassie after it was picked up by Winger off the miss. So second on Lassie, he'll come out. Corbin Fox back into the game, so the big guy down low now for the Wildcats is Meyer. Logan, I'm not sure about you, but I felt like we have been on 38-35 for about three-ish minutes or so.
Yeah, both teams were kind of finding rhythms in the first half, and then the second half, the defense stepped up in the third quarter. Now, neither team can really find a bucket.
Let's see here, three-pointer on the way. Well, right on cue. How about that from Tyler Winger, who knocks in a right-wing triple, largest lead of the game for the Blue Jays at 41-35, and a timeout by the Wildcats. It is a full. We'll step aside as well. Just south of 4 minutes to go in the game. Largest lead for the Blue Jays at 41-35. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 seconds.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Chaim T.S. of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChaimTS.com to learn more. Chaim Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 3:51 left in this fourth quarter. Largest lead of the game for either team tonight. Sabetha at home now holding it 41-35. Quick timeout was called by Holton. This was a one-point Wildcats lead going into this fourth quarter. The Wildcats are still searching for their first points in this final quarter. Right now, 41-35, largest lead of the game. Big possession here out of the timeout for the Wildcats. Here's Dillon into the front court, left side on the wing. Man-to-man defense here. They get it to peek in the corner. Now Meyer at the elbow is fouled from behind by Lang. Second foul on Michael Lang. That is the fourth foul on the Blue Jays. So that is their last foul to give. Here's Fox. Meyer in the corner. Tipped up in the air by Thomas and a steal. Turnover by the Wildcats. They get it up the floor, sidestepping and laying it in. Kyler Winger now of 11. He's hit a couple big shots here in the fourth quarter. Makes it 43-35. The lead all of a sudden at 8. Huge stretch coming up here for the Wildcats. Just over 3 minutes to go, and now another steal by Winger. Numbers here for the Blue Jays. A little 3-on-1 layup good. Kramer with 8 and a timeout on the floor. A huge spurt here by the Blue Jays, and they have opened up a 10-point lead in the blink of an eye. 3:09 to go in the game. It is now 45-35. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. That timeout, as always, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Logan Bitterman alongside, and how about this spurt in the fourth quarter by the Blue Jays? It was 35-34 coming into this frame. How about an 11-0 advantage for the Blue Jays trying to put this game away, but still 3 minutes, so not quite over yet, but obviously the most important stretch of the game dominated by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, obviously stranger things have happened in a game like this with 3 minutes left down the stretch, but this is one thing the Sabetha boys have kind of done this year where they might get down big at one point in the game, but they fight and claw all the way back, and they make it a game at the end, or it's really close, and then they just have a stretch where they just extend the lead and kind of keep the other team at bay, if you will, towards the end.
Well, I would almost think out of this timeout, this would be a much-needed possession, obviously, here for the Wildcats, needing to get points here. They go inside to Meyer, just south of 3 minutes, threw some contact. He missed the shot, tipped out to the three-point line. Bodies hit the floor. It's going to be a tie-up and a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Sabetha. Well, it felt like a much-needed possession there for the Wildcats to get points. They ultimately give it back to the Blue Jays, unable to convert inside with Meyer. And now the Wildcats are down 10 with 2:53 to go. And the Blue Jays, I'm sure now, want to control the pace at their level. Thomas into the front court. Right side pass here to Winger. Now he sidesteps. He'll drive all the way to the rack and a lot of contact. Ball goes out of bounds. No call. Boy, Fox hit the floor hard trying to defend Winger at the rim. And Fox is still down. First-year head coach Marco Hunter making his way to the floor is Corbin Fox. About as a player that gives as much effort as anybody I've seen, Corbin Fox. He is in constant go mode, but he is being looked at right now after that hard play at the rim. Should be Blue Jays ball after this stoppage of play, but obviously the important thing right now is the health of Corbin Fox, just hoping he's okay. 2:43 left in this game. The advantage has been all Blue Jays here in the fourth quarter. They were down one, 35-34, but they have scored the first 11 points and lead it 45-35. This game was back and forth first three quarters, but just been a much different fourth quarter in favor of the Blue Jays. They still look at Corbin Fox. And the drive-by Winger at the rim was met by Fox, and just a hard landing. Kind of hard to tell. There was a lot of bodies in there. And you could hear the thud from where we were sitting up here. But for the Wildcats again, it's going to have to be obviously a stop here once we get back going. And Fox is up to his feet. That is good to see. And being helped to the sideline. Well, it looks like DeDonder will check in for him. So Meyer, DeDonder, Altenberg, also Dillon and Peek, the five on the floor for the Wildcats. And then for Sabetha, you got Winger, you got Dieters, Thomas, Lang, and also Kramer. Currently the 10 out there for the two respective sides. Big possession here defensively for the Wildcats. They need a stop. Thomas dumps it into the backcourt, and that could have been close to a turnover, but it was picked up by Kramer right before it went back behind midcourt. 2:35 to go in the game. 10-point lead here for the Blue Jays at home. Trying to go to 3-1 in league play, and there's a whistle and a foul on Dillon on the perimeter. That is the final foul to give for Holton. So bonus time the rest of the way for both teams. So again for Dillon, his third, and team foul number four. So again, fouls and free throws the rest of the way for both teams. 2:28 left. 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. Wildcats have been held scoreless here almost nearly 6 minutes in this fourth quarter. Blue Jays have controlled the pace, and they have the largest lead of the game. Trying to work some clock here. Tough spot, though. Bouncing it away. Peek tried to go for the steal. Now Thomas wide open. Ball fake. Fading. No good on the shot. He's fouled by Meyer, which will be that his fourth on Meyer. But LT Thomas, nice hesitation and patience there on the backside. He'll shoot two. This will be the first free throw attempts of the second half for the Blue Jays. 2:05 to go. Thomas rims out, hit the rim about five or six times and fell off. Thomas, the leading scorer for the Blue Jays, almost 12 a game. He'll get you about four assists, a couple of rebounds, 75% foul shooter as well. Put together a quality season, and he's able to knock down the second, and he's got 8 points tonight. 46-35, 2 minutes to go. Wildcats need points, need them quick. And the exact opposite, they turn it over. Well, DeDonder was trying to find Meyer on the block and just simply misfired the pass out of bounds. And now nobody gets back. Everybody plays up. Here's Dieters coast to coast. Layup good. And Dieters now with 13, and that is the lead at 1:45 to go. Quick trigger on a three by Dillon. It was short, and a rebound for Dieters, and there's the foul. And this one is getting a little bit closer to wrapping up, and what a fourth quarter by the Blue Jays. Holton still scoreless here in the fourth quarter. Obviously the difference in this game.
Yeah.
Now about Dieters. He's played well here tonight. Chance to shoot two. time to help put this game away. His first free throw is good. He's got 14 to lead Sabetha. You want to hear announcer jinx right now?
No.
No? All right, I'll wait till after the fact just in case. All right.
I bet I have a funny feeling you were going to say.
He made them both. And Dieters has not missed a free throw this season, so he's 6 for 6.
I was wondering. When you said that, I looked down at the paper. I'm like, oh, well.
Hard drive and a layup good by Bodie Dillon. That was obviously much needed, but might be a little too late. 50-37, Blue Jays, final 85 seconds. And if you're going to foul, you need to foul, but Blue Jays are just going to try to run off some clock here. Lang bouncing, skipping left side. Kramer a three. Yep. And that probably puts it away. Mitchell Kramer, his third three tonight, and it's 53-37 with a minute to go and a missed shot. LT Thomas the rebound. And Thomas with under a minute to go into the front court. Into the corner again. Kramer, not this time. But Dieters flying high for an offensive rebound, and now 50 seconds left. A dominant fourth quarter at home by the Blue Jays. And a reverse layup, no good. Peaked the rebound off the miss for Holton. But we're down to just 40 seconds left. And then missing a shot was Dodonder. And the rebound for Peak keeps it alive. His three from the corner, no good. And finally, Dieters clearing the miss. Final 28 seconds. I think the Wildcats are going to back off. And the fourth quarter dominance by the Blue Jays going to help secure this win. It was close through the first three quarters, and it turned into a 16-point win for the Blue Jays. How about that fourth quarter? Certainly the difference in the game. Final 3 seconds are going to run off the clock. 53-37, the Blue Jays win it and get win number 4 on the year. Now 3-1 in league play. The Wildcats drop to 2-5 and 1-2 in league play. Talk about it and wrap things up as our postgame show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Blue Jays win it. We'll talk about it after it's out here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it turns out to be a split tonight in Big East League play here in Sabetha. Blue Jay boys, how about a 19-2 fourth quarter, Logan? Really the difference in the game. First three quarters, multiple lead changes, back and forth. No team had a lead bigger than 4. Then I guess the light switch turned on for the Blue Jays again, dominant. 19-2, they win it 53-37 in the nightcap.
Yeah, obviously we expected the boys' game to be a good one, and we had a good one all the way until about halfway through the fourth quarter. Sabetha kind of started extending their lead every chance they got. Obviously, both teams fought hard in this one. Spezza just found a little bit more as far as getting fast break opportunities. We saw it in getting turnovers down the stretch, and Spezza just kind of did the little things towards the end to sneak out with this one.
How about Brody Dieter? 6 points in the fourth quarter. Kyler Winger had 5 points in the fourth quarter. And also Mitchell Kramer had 5 points in the fourth quarter as well. So balanced, a lot of guys getting involved. And it was certainly balanced throughout, but again, defense ramped up. Those three hit some big shots, and they just stymied the Wildcats offense, and they just couldn't get much going with just one bucket from Bodie Dillon in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Holton just couldn't find anything in the fourth quarter. But again, throughout, both teams defensively just kind of start finding rhythm. During the third quarter especially, it just kind of seemed like it was kind of a stall, if you will, for both teams offensively. But obviously for Holton, they're going to drop to 2-5. The biggest thing is you got to turn around quickly because you got Nemaha Central Friday in Seneca, which is going to be a big matchup there for the Wildcats. For Spezza, on the other hand, you're going to get Riley County, and it's on the road as well. So, you know, both teams kind of needing this win here tonight. Spezza was the ones who got it in the boys' game. But, again, both teams got to quickly turn it around because, again, for Spezza, you're going to Raleigh County. But for Holton on the flip side, you got to go to Nemaha.
All right, let's get you some final numbers in this boys' contest against Spezza with the win, 53-37, a 19-2 fourth quarter, the difference in this game. Blue Jays now 4-3 overall, 3-1 in league play. They had three players in double figures, led by Brody Dieters with 15 points. He added 6 rebounds, also 11 from Kyler Winger and 11 as well from Mitchell Kramer. They also got 8 from LT Thomas, 6 from Micah Lang, and a couple of points as well from Isaac Harder. Wildcats were led by Bodie Dillon with 12. Braden Peake had 7 points and 7 rebounds. Corbin Fox also in double figures with 11. Luke Lassie had 4, and Brody Meyer had 3. Unofficial rebound numbers, 23-19 in favor of the Blue Jays. Turnover numbers, 15 for Holton, 12 for the Blue Jays. And the free throw numbers, Wildcats got to the line 19 times, collecting on 11 of them. And for the Blue Jays, just 8 foul attempts, and they hit half with 4 of those. Let's go with our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. The veteran Spezza Blue Jay announcer, Logan Bitterman. What do you see?
It's kind of like the girls' game with Holton. There's kind of different, a couple different people you can give it to. But for Spezza, I think obviously he led scoring is Brody Dieters with the 15 and just what he did in terms of the fast break opportunities and then also defensively getting a couple rejections as well. I think it's got to go to him.
Yeah, he also added 6 rebounds. He scored in all 4 quarters, including 6 of his 15 in the fourth quarter during that big stretch.
And then you said it. You said, are you ready for announcer's jinx? He is still perfect from the free throw line as well. So.
Well, you know, for your next broadcast, don't bring that up.
Or else I have to blame Brandon.
There he's no. Wouldn't be my fault next go around. But nonetheless, Brody Dieters, great night. 15 points, 6 rebounds, scoring in all 4 quarters. A big part of that stretch in the fourth quarter. 19-2 the advantage. The difference is the Blue Jays down 1 going into the final quarter, ultimately win it by 16 over Holton, 53-37. All right, so that's going to do it for us here tonight. It was a split inside the Big East League. The Holton girls dominant in game 1, 40-11, and then the Blue Jays run away with it in the fourth quarter in the nightcap. A 53-37 win. Again, up next for both Spezza, as we mentioned on Friday, they'll travel to Raleigh County. And for Holton on Friday, they'll be on the road as well, taking on Nemaha Central. Again, for everybody involved, for Amanda, Logan, Justin, Chance, Brandon, that's me. Appreciate everyone involved. We'll talk to you on Friday night for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Turn it on.
And I gotta give props to the radio, cause if you know me.
Turn it up.
I was raised on
Kansaland Radio.
Playing your music. KNZA.